Hi, you're listening to Joyce Gilmer, author, speaker, certified professional coach, certified Christian life coach, itinerant preacher, as well as empower of women of faith in ministry and business. I help them to identify, activate, and implement their dreams, pursue their passion, and profit from their purpose. And I want to share with you today, you know, I have been doing ministry for more than 25 years. I have traveled the nation, encouraging, empowering, uplifting, motivating, praying for breakthrough, and watch God heal people in front of my eyes, watch demons be cast out of individuals who came into a service bound and in bondage by past rejection and hurt. I have watched literally God free people who were contorting on the ground, who were writhing, who were foaming at the mouth. By the end of the move of God, they were up, free, walking in their right mind. I have seen God heal bodies that were sick. I have literally seen God do so much through the ministry and life that I've led. And in the business and marketplace, I've watched God take me off of the job that I worked for 6 years. And it was really not by my choice. I was doing my best to. I had started my business on the side, my passion, which was coaching and consulting, and still speaking as I always have on the weekends, but I was working full-time during the week. And but my passion really was the coaching and consulting and empowering women. And but I was holding on to the job, and I kept working and working until, you know, they took me off full-time, maybe part-time, took me down from part-time, had me working, you know, maybe just 3 days a week, and just holding on. I just kept trying to hold on because you know, that whole faith thing, thinking, you know, at least it's something and I can count on it coming in. But they began to really struggle even all the more financially, and so therefore they actually let me go. So as a result of them letting me go, with the promise they would bring me back when things got better financially, I ended up on unemployment. One of the most probably humiliating experiences of my life. I was highly embarrassed, felt humiliated by the fact that I had to go into an orientation and sit in a room to receive a check that was $250 a week or something ridiculous, and report everything and income, you know, and all of that you have to go through. And it was just the most humiliating thing. And in the meantime, I had this gift, this passion calling me to another place, another level in my business. And, you know, God telling me to just trust him. And I kept applying for jobs and applying for jobs. And when I really wanted, I was the top two candidates. And I went to three interviews, interviewed by three different people. And at the end of the day, they chose the other candidate. And so after that, I decided that I would not allow people to determine what my worth was. I was going to create and establish my own. And I launched full-fledged into my business. And I began to step out on faith and to create opportunities for people to learn from what I had to offer. And as a result of that, I began to create my very first coaching program, which was a 6-week teleconference course entitled Empowered to Be Me. And it was with regards to really tapping in and embracing the unique you that you are called to be. And as a result of that course, I charged something ridiculous like $20 for 6 weeks. I had 15 students in my first class, did a post survey, and the feedback was phenomenal, and they actually told me that I should have charged four times as much. So that was kind of the start of my coaching business, and I did some one-on-one clientele as a part of my certification. I did a free client, and the feedback, again, was just always positive and always accelerated growth, and were able to really get clear on their ideas of what they're really called to do in their own passion and purpose. And so I stepped full-fledged in that, and God began to really increase and bless that business. And also in ministry, and I began to travel all the more, which I've been doing for years, but I've been traveling all the more, preaching through my Kingdom Sisters Network and local congregations. And then I launched the Kingdom Sisters Network tour. I already had the community group on Facebook, but I also launched a tour, and we're going into our third year now, and I began to tap into various states and do individual tour stops in various states and places. And I'm also a mother and a wife, and I have a college daughter at the time who was in college. private college, so it was not the least expensive college. But it was a place that she belonged, and that was going to grow her into the woman and the leader that God has called her to be. I also have an older daughter who was also in college at the time that I began this journey. And so, you know, I'm called to do many things, but primarily at the end of the day, when I'm done preaching and teaching and coaching and consulting, I'm really about helping whoever I'm talking to get to the next level that God has called them to be. I am known as the dream activator and a purpose pusher because that's what I do. I literally push women. I identify the potential, and I help them tap into that and push through to become who it is God has called them to be. And so, but the reality is, as you are listening to me today, it may sound like a wonderful life, but there are some times when I just don't want to. Have you ever felt like you just don't want to? Like you know that you have this amazing assignment. You know that you're gifted and you're graced in certain ways, but you just don't want to. You are sometimes overwhelmed by all that you've already encountered. Sometimes you're just outright tired. Sometimes you are just at the point where you just need a break, or you're just tired of the politics, or you're tired of personality conflicts. You're tired of feeling isolated in your process to success. You're sometimes feeling even tired of being celebrated because people can do the most and overcompensate, and you begin to question, is it genuine? Is it authentic? You know, who are your real friends in your circle? Who can you really count on that's not going to be jealous of your success, that really means the best by you, who are not around you just because you are winning? Who will stay with you when you might be in your losing season? So you have all these quandaries. And so sometimes, you know, I literally am just like, I just don't want to do this. I don't want to come up with a theme or come up with a sermon or a talk around some unique theme that you've come up with. Sometimes I don't want to go shopping to color coordinate with your conference colors. Sometimes I don't want to. I'm just saying these are the realities, right? Sometimes I don't feel like schmoozing and having small conversations and being cordial and courteous. And so, you know, at the end of the day, when I get to these spaces, we have to chat. When we get to these spaces, I know I'm not the only one, we have to begin to take pause and to really step back and assess and even realign ourselves with our purpose. Because sometimes as we are on our way to our purpose, as we are doing what we're called to do, we can get out of alignment. We can get out of balance. And I know for me, one of my indicators is that I get frustrated in my processes. And the grace for what I'm called to do no longer seems easy. It becomes a task. It becomes arduous. Beyond outside of just what might be considered a spiritual attack, it just becomes very difficult and trying, and my entire spirit is frustrated. So for me, I know that's when I'm off kilter. So it's like, what do you do in those moments when you don't feel like you want to, when you don't want to show up, when you don't feel like speaking, when you don't feel like encouraging? I think it's important for you to know and to be able to identify when you get to that space, because what you can't do is to continue to move in the flow of what you're called to do, but be pouring out from an empty space, because at some point you're going to dry up, you're going to crack, you're going to burst into tears, you're going to have some kind of snap or anger moment. And so we have to do what we can to self-check, self-evaluate, pause, reassess, in order to tap into our prayer place, get back and find our center, reconnect with our purpose, fall in love again with our passion, so that we can continue to flow and flourish into the next space in our lives. Because what I believe is that God does not want us to simply be striving, meaning doing things with an effort, but he wants us to thrive and to do so with energy, excitement, vitality, and to be vigorous as we are moving forward what we're called to do. And so I just want to encourage you today that you may be in that space where you feel like you just don't want to. And if that's you, first of all, I want to say, I want to pray a quick prayer for you, if you might be in that place. And I want you to understand that this is a part of your journey. It's a pause. It's not a permanent stop. And you have opportunity now to just reassess, exhale, and know that the grace of God has more than enough to refuel you, to reignite you, to set a fire under your passion so that you can still fully walk out your purpose. Father, as my listeners are hearing me today, I am praying, God, today that you would move upon their hearts, their minds, and their spirits, God. I pray that wherever they may be unsettled, that you would settle them and establish them and give them grace and peace and wisdom in this season. Cause them to pull back if they need to have a respite and a rest in order to reassess and realign themselves with what you originally called them to do. Allow them to line up with your will and your way for their lives. Call everything into rightful place with respect to their finances, with respect to their business vision, with respect to the sponsorships and the guarantors and the supporters who are you have already foreordained to help them fuel the vision and to fund the vision. Father, I thank you right now for fresh insight. I thank you that you have given them keen insight, excellent wisdom, and that you are calling them, Lord God, to be able to exercise and execute what you have put on the inside of their heart. I come against stagnation. I come against frustration. I come against trepidation, and I pray that they will be excited and will jump full steam ahead into what you have refueled them and reignited them toward. And as they excel in this season, God, I thank you that you have called them to advance and that they will advance with quickness and without delay. I thank you for what's waiting them on the other side of this phase, and I appreciate you in advance, and we celebrate you and we honor you for what you are doing for each and every one who is listening under the sound of my voice today. In Jesus' name, amen.